Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, the Friday ride home. And when 4:30 hits your clock, you know what that means. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by as we bring you the Outdoors Outlook, getting you ready to get outdoors this weekend. Sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters, be sure to schedule your guided fishing trip or hunt today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Don't wait until all the spots are gone. That's nanticokeoutfitters.com. And Captain Dave, I know that, you know, the weather's starting to change. I've seen that we're going to get into 80 degree weather next week, so that bodes well for our friends that want to get a line in the water. But man, we've been talking turkey for weeks, and hunting season for the turkey is finally here, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's finally made it. We had last weekend was Delaware's youth hunt. We've got Delaware starting their regular season tomorrow, and here in Maryland is our youth hunt for this weekend. Then we start the following Thursday, the 18th. And I'm excited. I've got a young lady coming to hunt with me on Saturday that's already killed a few birds on her own. So I think we should have some success. I'm looking forward to taking her out and spending some time in the woods with her.
And now, is there anything like you've been doing to kind of prepare for turkey hunting season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we spent a lot of time scouting and looking around and listening. And every morning I'm in the woods before sunrise just to kind of hear the birds as they're on the roost. And then just like tonight, I'm going to head out. I'll be in the woods and I'm going to roost a bird in preparation for our hunt tomorrow.
You're going to roost a bird. What does that mean? You're going to put it up in an apartment or something?
But you know, if I could, that would be great because I don't know where they're at in the morning. But that's exactly what it is, Gary. You know, it's the opportunity for us to see and hear the birds get off the ground and get up in the tree for the evening. And then in the morning, we come back in that area with the hopes that we're able to get them down off of that limb that they've roosted on. And, you know, everything works out. They'll come over and take a look and talk to us.
Man, this is my favorite part of doing the Outdoors Outlook. I feel like I learned something each and every week. So roost a turkey, and that'll help you be successful when you get out on your hunt. And that also reminds me, if you don't subscribe or follow the Nanticoke Outfitters YouTube channel, Captain Dave and his crew are always sharing great information there as well.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. Thank you for that, because that is very true. I try to put up a lot of educational, helpful information. And I'll tell you, you might be an experienced hunter, but it's always good to hear how someone else does it. And I'm the same way. I'm constantly talking to other outfitters and guides and wondering how they do it. And they might do something different that might be more successful for me if I try it. So I love doing that and sharing that information. Let's talk about fishing for a minute. We talked about last week the first official flounder was caught in Ocean City. Well, guess what? Now they're catching them. So the flounder have made their way north. Chicoutimi had a ton of them. They're slowly working their way up. I've got a lot of buddies that have been catching them all week, so I'm looking forward to that. And good Lord, this weekend, I'm afraid to say it because I don't want to jinx this, but it's not supposed to rain. It might be a little windy, but it's not going to rain. So get out, wet a line, and try to catch yourself some fish. The blue cats have just been crazy and easy to catch. Another one, just get out there, get your lines in the water. You're going to catch some fish, especially because the water temps are rising, which makes them much more active. The first black drum has been caught. So now the black drum are on their way up. And Gary, those are all indicators for us as anglers that tells us what the water temp is doing, what the fish migration is doing, and that allows us to spend the right amount of time at the right time in the fishing effort. So now is the time. They are here.
Beautiful. And I know that you mentioned the blue catfish. There were a couple of events that I believe are happening in the very near future, or maybe even this weekend, to encourage some catching of the blue catfish. Do I have that right?
That is absolutely correct, Gary. Matter of fact, this Saturday, tomorrow, in Sharptown, we have the Sharptown Catfish Tournament, and that is a great opportunity to get out, catch them, learn from other anglers, and maybe even take home some prize money. And then next weekend, April 20th, we have the Wicomico County Invasive Fishing Tournament. That takes off right at the Riverside Boat Ramp in Salisbury, and that's an opportunity to catch snakeheads as well as the blue catfish. So a lot of exciting things coming up now that the weather's starting to warm up.
See that? I do actually pay attention when you share the information here on the Outdoors Outlook, my friend.
Yes, you do. Hey, speaking of other things coming up, we've got the DSN Outdoors Expo coming up next week.
We do, and it's going to be a special treat because Captain Dave is going to be there with Nanticoke Outfitters along with a ton of other great outdoor businesses and activities, so you'll want to come and check us out. It's a two-day event this year, Friday 4 to 8, Saturday 10 to 4, but I'm taking the ride home on the road next Friday, so I think Captain Dave and I will do the Outdoors Outlook live from the Outdoors Expo, so it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that sounds great because, like you said, I will be there. We're going to have everything there that we typically bring to all of our shows, as well as plenty of product to sell. And the only products that we sell are the products that we use ourselves. So we'll have a lot of things on hand. Well, Gary, I got to get ready to go roost a bird, my friend. So, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.